Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first Brain Lady Speaks radio show of July, which means this is the beginning of the second half of 2016. Can you believe it? We're already halfway through 2016. This is crazy. It has just flown by so fast. I am just amazed at how much has happened in the last 6 months and how many exciting things are happening here at the home front in the Brain Lady Speaks camp and with Your Best Mind. Lots of exciting stuff. I'm going to share that with you as we close up the show today. But I want to talk about July. So if you have been listening to all of the programs, you know that at the very beginning of each month, I put on my business consultant hat and talk about ways to help to really utilize things that happen during the month to market yourself better. Because part of what I do is consult with primarily women entrepreneurs, but I also consult and do speaking and workshops and off-site trainings for very large multi-million dollar corporations. And no matter what business you are in, as a business consultant, and I always tell people to pay attention to what's going on around you in any given day that you can wrap into and utilize for your marketing. So what are some things that you can attach your message to that is on people's minds anyways? You know, what is the trend on Facebook? It's called the trending post, right? What are the things that are trending that you can tie into and get more exposure for your business? Because that's what will happen if you monopolize, if you will, on the current things and what's going on. So for July, obviously in the United States, that is Independence Month. So there's all kinds of things that you can wrap into that topic of independence. You don't have to speak to politics, but if you are a coach, if you are a life coach or a success coach, maybe independence is something that you can write about, that you can talk about, that you can blog about, that you can post about. Just utilizing that word, it's a trending word for the month, so it's going to get you more exposure. Some other things that happened during the month of July is, this is a fun one, July 6th, today, guess what today is? International Kissing Day. Did you know that? I had no idea that July 6th was International Kissing Day, but it is. How can you wrap that into your marketing? See how creative you can get today to put that in there. Also, what else is happening this month? We have the National French Fry Day. Ooh, I like that one. That one is on the 13th. Of course, not that I need to be eating French fries at all, but, you know, It is something you can try to figure out somehow, make fun of, utilize in your marketing. National French Fry Day. That is on the 13th. Here's another fun one. Boy, I'm seeing a lot of food-related type things this month. The 17th, July 17th, which is a Sunday, is National Ice Cream Day. What can you do with that? So we've got some fun ones, but we also have a serious one. On the 24th is National Parents Day. Did you know there was a National Parents Day in the United States? I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea that they devoted a day to National Parents Day, but there is, and it is in July. So what can you do with these ideas in your marketing? What are some of the things that you can do? What kind of seasonal promotions do you have? Parenting products? July or June was the topic that I had for June, was all about parenting. I guess I should have waited and done that in July, huh? It might have been a better month to do it. But, you know, would that be, do you have, I have obviously a whole host of products and coaching, consulting services that I have for parents. So that week could be an entire promotion of all of those products leading up to National Parents Day. Something to think about. Think about the fun food things. Are you in any kind of health and fitness type of a business? How can you wrap in those fun days, perhaps emphasizing that it's okay to splurge every now and then, so on that day, but it's not something, you can't have a National French Fry Day every day, right? Then you would not be healthy, that's for sure. So those are just some things that you can think about. How can I wrap these into the, you know, into my marketing for the month? What does my business have? And again, remember that it doesn't always have to have a direct connection to your business. We, every business owner, every entrepreneur, and I talk a lot about entrepreneurs because I work a lot with entrepreneurs, but every entrepreneur needs to be putting out information on a regular basis. Several times a week, you should be doing some kind of a blog, some kind of a writing. Now with social media in this day and age, you want to do a lot of social media posting. So these are just different ideas, different things that you can use to get the creative juices flowing to help you to come up with more marketing ideas for just to be able to blog. And, you know, maybe it's not, like I said, it's not directly connected to what you do. You may not be in health and fitness, but you may absolutely love French fries, or you may absolutely love ice cream. So how can you just simply let people know what you like and who you are as a person so they can get to know you? And not necessarily blogging about your business, but blogging about something fun. Oftentimes you'll see, if you follow me on social media, you'll see a lot of my Wednesdays. I kind of tagged Wednesday as my whatever Wednesday, which means that on my social media postings, I can post whatever I feel like posting within reason. You know, I don't get off color or, you know, improper, but I can post sarcastic posts on Wednesday, whatever I want, and you can't hold it against me. That's my rule. That's my whatever Wednesday rule. And I think I love doing that because oftentimes, those are the posts that get the most activity, and B, it lightens the mood. It's fun. You know that a lot of what I discuss has heavy technical scientific stuff attached to it. And when I do my whatever Wednesday posts, it's just fun. It's just fun. It's to make people laugh. Laughter's good for the brain. You know, it's fun. So do things that help people to get to know more about you. Now, because food seems to be attached to the thought process or the month of July in the United States anyways, for my international listeners, may not be the case, but I thought I would talk about the brain's connection to the gut or your digestive system. What is that connection? You know, over, so that's going to be my topic for today. It's fascinating that over the, what they're finding, well, everything about the brain research is fascinating to me. In case you haven't figured that part out, I'm fascinated with the brain. But what is even, these little tiny intricate connections between different parts of our body and the processes in the brain is just amazing, right? And what they have really discovered within the last 10 to 15 years is the gut-brain connection. And we all know, we use that term, a gut sense, or, ooh, you know, it just made me sick to my stomach. I was so nervous, or the anxiety was so high. You know, my stomach was just so upset. A lot of people didn't realize for centuries why that was, maybe for even longer than that. They had no real clue. They just knew that if you were experiencing very strong emotions, especially very strong negative emotions, that there was a connection to the way you felt in your stomach. And if you were under a lot of stress, you could possibly even get sick to your stomach, preventing you from having an appetite. And so they knew, scientists always knew there was some kind of a connection, but the exact identification of what that connection was, why is it that when you are upset, you feel sick to your stomach? Why is it your appetite decreases? Why is it when you get nervous or when you get excited or when you're getting ready to, walk up and say something hi to somebody that is, you see Oprah Winfrey in a crowd and you get ready to walk up. Why does your stomach turn? Why do you feel butterflies? Why when you're getting ready to do something exciting, do you feel that response in your gut? What is the exact connection? Well, somewhere around the early 2000s is when they started to really be able to identify why your stomach and your intestines, if you will, and your brain are so closely connected. And the reason is because you actually have hundreds of millions of neurons. Guess what? In your gut. This is the reason why you have this gut response, this gut feeling in heightened states of emotion. This is the reason why you get those anxious feelings. As a matter of fact, it is these neurons in your gut connect or talk directly to. So you've got hundreds of millions of neurons in your nerve, in your gut, in your intestines, and they have named this the enteric nervous system, or the second brain, because they connect directly to your main brain. And this is going right up the vagus nerve. So this is going to be our topic for today. We're going to get ready here in just a minute to cut out to our first commercial break. If you can believe, we've already walked through the first quarter of the show. And when we come back, we're going to delve into this and how it affects our mood, how it affects our health, and some fun stuff. So get your water, get hydrated, and come back and join me after the tunes on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
We often ask, is that all there is? Why is this happening to me? Why am I always broke? How am I going to survive this mess? Then join Dr. Geraldine Tegeloff for Nature Spirits Speak, 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings on toginet.com. Geraldine is a metaphysician, nature intuitive, and prosperity coach who shares with you how she went from totally broke to living what she would call her perfectly prosperous life. Through the combination of a wealth of metaphysical knowledge and her amazing ability as an intuitive, Geraldine brings to you the secrets of her magical journey of healing emotionally, spiritually, and financially. As with the ancient seers and master teachers, Geraldine has a unique gift of being able to connect to the simple yet profound messages brought to us by Mother Nature, and happily shares these through Today's Note to Self on her webpage, naturespiritspeak.com. If you need help with your journey, why not connect with Geraldine during her show, Nature Spirit Speak, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. It is the first Wednesday of July, and we are talking the gut and the brain. We are talking about, in technical terms, the biochemical connection between the gut and the brain. And I'm going to talk a little bit about how different foods that we eat, different bugs or upsets in the natural microflora, in that natural bacteria that's in our brain, is going to affect or can actually alter our moods. It goes so much deeper than just going, just saying that, oh, you know, it made me nervous, and so my stomach was, you know, turning. It is very serious. As I said, it is what they're called, what the scientists are now calling the second brain, because it is this complex thing, by understanding that there are so many micro or so many neurons in the gut, and these neurons are going to affect and talk directly to the directly up the spinal cord, up the vagus nerve, into the brain. Now, interestingly enough, there is this natural, not only should there be this natural balance of microflora and bacteria in your gut that we are born with, but if this is upset, it literally can change what's going on in protecting these negative things from entering the brain across the blood-brain barrier. So lots of interesting stuff and lots of things that they are finding out about the blood brain, or about the gut and its connection to the brain. So we're going to talk about that for a little bit. As I said, it is natural that we have these microflora in our guts, right? So just a little bit about that. We have, you know, how many people have eaten yogurt and when they've been upset with to their stomach because it said that it has these lactobacillus in it that helps to aid in digestion. So it's something that scientists have long known is necessary in the gut, but now they're finding out how necessary that balance is for the brain. And interestingly enough, how it affects all of the moods that people go through. I'm taking some of this information from Scientific American Mind that was written back in July and August of 2012. Some of this information I've taken from the book Bugs, Bowels, and Behavior, The Gut-Brain Connection by Dr. Martha Herbert. And then there's other studies, The Second Brain, A Groundbreaking New Understanding of the Nervous Disorders and Stomachs of the Stomach and Intestines by Michael Gershon and Harper Perennial. It was a Harper Perennial in 1999. So like I said, it's been coming up since around the year 2000, and all this information that's coming that is going on. So a little bit more on the gut-brain connection. We refer to those gut feelings. For a long time, it was intuition, you know, it was put out as intuition, this emotional response that we would feel when we were doing things. And this is because, as I said, embedded in the lining of the intestines is these hundreds of millions of neurons. It has about 1/1,000th the amount of neurons that are in your brain. So we're not saying that it is as intricate or as massive as the brain itself, but there's definitely a whole lot of neurons down there that connect to the brain up this vagus nerve. And it's really important to understand the effect of what goes on there. So to start with, by having a natural balance in our gut, we are better able to deal with stressors. There was study that was done in 2004 at the Kyushu University in Japan, and they were studying how microbes or this gut flora might affect or be involved in the brain's stress response. Now, they did a lot of this testing with the microbes in mice, and understand that a lot of the tests are done on animals, unfortunately, but you know, it gives science a very good glimpse into what's going on. And then more recently, of course, the brain scans, you know, what's going on with the functional MRIs. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But what they found is that when the microbes in the gut were, how they were involved in the brain's stress response and how well these mice were able to respond or handle themselves in stressful situations when their gut was naturally balanced or balanced the way it should be. When that gut flora was upset, they were not able to deal with stressful situations nearly as well. As a matter of fact, it actually increased activity in the, or impaired activity in the hippocampus, which is a region that is important for memory function and learning. So let me paint you a real life picture here and how the induction of stress or the having an upset in your gut flora and then introducing stress into your life and it upsets your memory and learning. So what happens, imagine back when you were taking one of your, you know, big end of the year tests or semester tests that half of your grade in school or half of your grade in college or part of your assessment for entry into college was based on, you were stressed out getting ready to take this test, right? As always, taking tests always stresses the brain out. It freaks out, doesn't know what to do. Well, now what do? You're staying up late. You're doing all this studying. You're eating cruddy. You know, nobody thinks when they're getting stressed and getting ready to take a test to go get brain food. At least they didn't in the day. You know, they may be thinking that more now with neuroscience and what it's revealing. But, you know, so you're staying up late, eating pizza, probably not hydrating, drinking all kinds of, you know, drinks to keep you awake so that you can do the last minute study. And yet, what you're doing is so counterproductive to actually helping your brain remember. Because when your brain is under stress and you are upsetting that balance of proper flora in your gut because you're not eating properly, you're creating this downward spiral that's all of it is inhibiting the brain's ability to learn and remember things. So cramming before a test and staying up late is not the answer. And we need to let our kids know this, right? So there's something wrong with that combination. And it's all connected to the brain, the way the brain responds to stress. And if your gut is messed up, it's going to just create an even greater negative effect on the hippocampus, which is going to impair memory function and learning. So a lot there when it comes to dealing with stress. Very important to understand that. Another study that was done in 2011 at the Brain Body Institute at McMaster University in Ontario showed that they again did another experience and they found that heightened anxiety and reduced activity of the BDNF gene in the brain was counteracted when they introduced, okay, let me see if I can read this bacterium. It is the Bifidobacterium longum. Okay, it's a gut bacteria. We'll just say a gut bacteria. That it's an early colonizer that's there from shortly after birth, right? When this was introduced into the gut under these situations of heightened anxiety and reduced activity of in certain parts of the brain, when they gave this supplement into the subjects, they showed these gut microbes seemed to help the brain function better. So something that they were ingesting, something that they were eating, helped the brain to function better. So it's really tough to study this connection, obviously, but the end result is always a positive one. There was another study that they did that I found fascinating. Let me see if I can find it here in my notes. Okay, here it is. It was done at UCLA. And Dr. Meyer and Dr. Christian Tilschik. You know, I should just say these doctors. I should never try to pronounce these names. I murder them every time. If they ever listen to the show, they're going to go, oh my goodness, call that person. Anyways, they had 45 healthy female volunteers that they wanted to assess the effects of taking a probiotic formulation for a month. They divided the participants into three groups. 13 subjects were given the probiotic dairy product. Another group received a milk-based non-fermented dairy product, and the remaining women took nothing. When they scanned each woman's brain, now this is where, you know, it gets fascinating because I love it. It's the brain stuff, right? They're scanning the brain. When they scanned each woman's brain, they found that compared with the two control groups, the participants given probiotics had significantly less resting state activity, the brain's firing patterns when thinking about nothing in particular, as well as dampened response in their arousal networks, which includes the amygdala in response to emotional faces. What this really means, basically, is that if you are taking the probiotic, if you are increasing the amount of positive biotics in your gut, it can alter the brain structure and function. So that's pretty fascinating that just what we're eating, what we're taking into our body, or how we're keeping our gut balanced can alter our brain function. And it can be very serious. It's not just a matter of understanding that it is going to perhaps help you to deal with stress, right? But it also is going to have in some cases, some very severe negative reactions in the body and in your health if it's not balanced, and can be taken as a, in some cases, to actually help improve health in the brain and improve your mood. Back in 1930, they were making connections between biotics in the brain and skin disorders. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. But we're about halfway through the show now. We're going to get ready to cut out to another break. I want you to go get a yogurt and tune back in with me after the break as we listen to the rest of the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff. And find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
If you're ready for a big change in your work, your career, your happiness, your life, it's time for the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 Central on TogiNet.com. Marla believes that with the right mindset, anything is possible. Join us as successful life coach Marla Tubaca inspires you and her clients to explore, discover, and live your dreams by developing what she calls the million-dollar mindset. Marla will inspire you to take action on your dreams and reveal secrets to success that will help you realize your own unique power. Tune into the million-dollar mindset for heartwarming stories with Marla Tubaca. Learn tips and tricks to building a successful business and unlock the secrets to creating a happier, more balanced life through abundant thinking and attraction power. For more information on the Million Dollar Mindset, go to our website, MarlaTabaka.com. That's MarlaTabaka.com. It's the Million Dollar Mindset with Marla Tabaka. Monday afternoons at 2, 1 p.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, we are talking about bacteria in our gut and how it affects our brain, or our gut balance and how it affects our brain. So just a quick review. You know, we talked about what's going on there, the neurons in the gut, the vagus nerve, how it's connecting to the brain, how it's affecting on some basis our food, our moods. But here's a great quote from the Scientific American Mind from 2012. He says, bacteria helps us to digest food by fermenting dietary proteins. They synthesize amino acids and minerals that our body needs but do not produce itself. And they protect us from pathogens and interacting with the immune system. So lots of great things that probiotics, or these bacteria in our gut, these foreign bodies, this symbiotic relationship that we have. But we had started talking about that gut-brain connection. So how at having an upset in the gut and the bacteria in the gut is going to affect the neurological response between the second brain, our gut, and our head, our real brain, our moods, the production of things in our body that are very natural. This is a quote from that book that I mentioned earlier, Bugs, Bowels, and Behavior, The Gut-Brain Connection. And it says that, talks about how we know that there's this protective thing that exists that protects anything from getting into the brain that should not be there. The brain is in this very unique safety case of, you know, things are not supposed to get there. Metals are not supposed to get in. Bacteria are not supposed to get into the brain. That's supposed to be protected. There's this blood-brain barrier, so everything is filtered out that's not supposed to get there, so the brain can function, you know, at its maximum peak. However, there have been, in the last several decades, scientists have noticed a lot of things crossing through the blood-brain barrier that should never be able to get across. I mentioned earlier metals. They traced metal toxicity to things such as Alzheimer's and destruction of memory circuits in the brain. And this is, she's supposed to be protected. Well, how does the gut play in this? This, again, this is back to research that's being quoted in the book Bugs, Bowels, and Behavior. And it's talking about how the central nervous system is being disrupted by in this case, studies that it's quoting here, by gluten. And it says the theory states that the incomplete breakdown of gluten and casein products, two different peptides that are known to have opioid activity in the body, is being disrupted by this upset of gut bacteria. These peptides are also able to escape the gut in the presence of intestinal permeability, and the peptides are then able to cross the blood-brain barrier, and here's the key, cause neurological problems. So what they're talking about here is, now we're getting pretty serious. It's not just how does this affect, you know, how does it affect nerves and anxiety, but actually causing neurological issues. And there's so many that are being listed and that they are showing. A lot of the beginning of this book, I should say, deals with gluten intolerances particularly. But it goes into a lot of other things as well that affect your mood. If foreign objects, foreign particles are getting into the brain, it's going to be upsetting and affecting your moods. And that can be quite devastating. There are different things that they are attaching to, or diseases or dysfunctions that are connected to upset in the gut, in the brain, are all kinds of causing inflammatory disorders that then, of course, go on to create problems in the brain itself. They have done a lot of research with disorders such as seizures, epilepsy, and autism, Asperger's, different things along this line that they feel are definitely connected to, in one way or another, connected to this problem in the gut blood-brain barrier being bridged, as opposed to this protection. So the bottom line is, if you are not eating well, if you are eating things that are getting through to these neurons and being traveling, these foreign obstacles traveling, or foreign bodies traveling up the vagus nerve into the brain, it's going to possibly cause all kinds of problems, such as ADD, ADHD, chronic disorders such as autism, all kinds of childhood development disorders. I mean, even headaches, all types of different things. There are, you know, we know that when we eat certain things, you know, it tends to lift your mood. When we eat certain things that upset our digestive system, it puts us in a bad mood. But now we're being able to understand the reasons why behind all of this. So what do we do? What do we do? If we know now that these probiotics are affecting our mood, they can cause us stress, or I shouldn't say they do, lack of it or imbalance of this gut bacteria can cause us to become depressed, can possibly even cause us to, in worst case scenario, have situations where seizures are prevalent, or Asperger's, or attention deficit, all those types of things. What do we do? What's the answer? Well, the answer is eat healthier. I don't suggest that you go in and get your brain scanned. I don't think it's that important. But I think it is very important that we look at what we are eating in our diet. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Kelly Hill, who discussed the connection between eating and the potential for stroke and heart attacks that would lead to stroke, and how important it is that we pay attention to our diet because of that. It is now we're talking about another reason to pay attention to our diet, to keep those biotics, those probiotics in our gut happy and healthy. This would, of course, include eating foods that will increase those probiotics in our gut. We can take supplements. There are a lot of supplements out there. I do have a word of caution with a lot of things, however. Just because a yogurt says it has a gazillion, you know, lactobacillus in it, just because you're taking a supplement that says it has, you know, X millions of bacteria, proper bacteria in it, be sure that you're taking it in a form that is bioavailable to the body, and that it is kept in a way that those bacteria are kept alive. In other words, they're going to die. They're a living form. So it's going to affect it can't stay forever. So watch the shelf life on things like that. If you're buying supplements, that's a really important thing. Pay attention to things in your life that may reduce them. So you may have a pretty healthy gut, and then all of a sudden you get strep throat, and so you go on antibiotics, and those antibiotics now wipe out not just the bad bacteria in your body, but they also wipe out the good bacteria in your gut. So then would be a time that you would need to increase the intake of bacteria, proper bacteria, to rebalance in your gut. Extreme anxiety is going to, have you been in a really stressful situation in the last few months? How has that affected your gut? Has it, that can destroy a lot of that natural balance that is there. Have you been eating based on your stress? Have you been eating incorrectly, eating things that aren't live food, that aren't going to benefit the gut? Have you been overloading on the sugars? Have you been overloading on the, the gluten type carbohydrates, the starches that are going to disrupt all of this natural? Are you eating a lot of the GMO stuff? That's something to really pay attention to. Really, really big advocate of, I'm not a gluten-free person, although I've thought to myself many times I need to do that just to improve my health. But if you stay with the non-GMO foods, that's also very good and helps your body to break down. When something is genetically altered, what winds up happening is that your body does not recognize it. The gut doesn't really recognize it as a natural thing, and it has a much more difficult time breaking it down. So look at your diet. If you are experiencing a lot of different depression, anxiety, mood, or you've, negative moods, or you're coming up on a lot of stressful situation, take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at the, are you taking the probiotics that you should be taking? Are you, eating healthy? Can you pay attention to what you're doing in your diet or in your eating habits that's going to help you even more? And pay attention to how things affect you. Keep a food diary, not for the sense of losing weight, but keep a food diary for the sense of how do I feel emotionally, mentally? How do I feel when after I ate this particular food or that particular food? It might be very eye-opening for you. You might find that you got brain fog after eating a certain type of food, and that's happened consistently every time you've eaten it over the last month. So how does that affect you? All right, so that's my challenge for you. We're getting ready to go to our last break of the show this morning. Think about doing that and join me back for some exciting news after this break on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show.
With her thorough understanding of brain chemistry, Julie Anderson provides you with tools and processes that will change your life in a positive way. Julie uniquely blends science and psychology when she shares her knowledge and information with businesses, entrepreneurs, women's groups, and families to improve workplace morale and productivity, parents creating dynamic relationships with their children, and women achieving more in life and business. Julie Anderson will be right back with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Official 4th of July party was held at the White House in 1801. But did you know that countries other than the U.S. celebrate American Independence Day or July 4th? Denmark, Italy, Portugal, and England all have 4th of July parties. In fact, the British celebrate their independence with bungers and fizzgigs, otherwise known as firecrackers, just like in America. Squib is slang for an electric match used in pyrotechnics. Our dog celebrates July 4th every year the same way, by cowering under the bed. Many European celebrations take place, of course, at American military bases. I'd like to send a special thanks to all our armed forces stationed around the world for everything you do to provide freedom and independence to America. Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patchwork and Quilting magazine come to life on our new weekly online radio show, American Patchwork and Quilting. Join Pat Sloan, our blogging and quilt designer host, as she talks about the latest trends, ideas, and inspirations. Her guests include quilt pattern designers, authors, quilt shop owners, and our editors. All quilters, just like you. Call in with your questions. Get quilting tips from industry experts. Learn about free patterns. Hear behind-the-scenes stories from our magazines, American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilt Sampler, and Quilts and More. Get the scoop on free stuff. And find out more about the best independent quilt shops in North America. To listen to a live show, tune in Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Just log on to allpeoplequilt.com/radio. To hear past shows, go to iTunes and search for American Patchwork and Quilting Radio. We hope you'll join us because we know that quilting changes everything.
Welcome back to Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network. By including the latest scientific research on the brain-personality connection, Julie Brain Lady Anderson provides her clients with the all-important why behind what people do and how they think. The information she shares will help those who hear to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. Here again is your host, Julie Anderson, with Brain Lady Speaks on the Lessons in Joyful Living Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome back. All right. So what'd you think? Are you starting to think twice about everything you put in your mouth? I mean, it's kind of scary to think sometimes about these, other things living inside of our body. But it's a very positive thing. And when we can pay more attention to how we live our lives and the things we eat and the things that we do, we can create a healthier body, a healthier brain, and function at a much healthier, happier level. And that's really the big key. I think the benefit of all of this brain personality connection stuff, and what got me so excited about it, was when we know the reason why things happen the way that they do, it gives us a much bigger, stronger desire to believe in the messages that are being carried. So there's a lot of, just on the topic that we've been talking about, there's been so much in the last, in the last few years on gluten intolerances. And I know in the very beginning that was poo-pooed a lot. And a lot of people were like, oh, you know, it's just all in people's heads. Well, actually, in a lot of ways, it was in their heads. It was in their brain. It was actually affecting physiological responses due to this imbalance and due to crossing the blood-brain barrier. So now that we understand this, now that we have the science to back up these findings or these things that people have known for a while, it helps us to be more motivated to make changes, to make positive changes. And that's what excited me so very much. When I started learning this, I started researching, and I've shared it before, but I'll share it again because I want to tell you about something very exciting coming up. Over 20 years ago, it's probably pushing 22 years ago now, is when I started delving into brain science. That is when I first studied psychoneuroimmunology, the connection between your emotional state, what you're thinking in your head, positive or negative, what you're thinking in your mind, how it would affect the chemical reactions within your brain, and in turn affect your immune system. And I talked a lot back in January. I talked about stress and how it affects, how all of this negativity affects your actual physical health. Fascinating stuff. Go back and listen to that show. And I'm sure I'll be talking about it again, doing another show about it in the future. But great information on it. Just blew my mind, literally, that it was, you could scientifically prove how what you're thinking, your mindset, is affecting your actual health, you know, your actual immune system response. So that's when I began to just delving into all of this information in the brain and the brain personality, and how, you know, Dr. Richard Heyer, and how he found that each of us have this innate biochemical gift in one of our four quadrants to spend less energy in that brain. That's our brain strengths. That's our brain personality strengths. And how if we fight against that for any reason, primarily we wind up fighting against it due to nurture, due to criticism. You know, we hide our natural traits and try to become good at something that we are extremely labor intensive for our brain to do. And then what happens? Psychoneuroimmunology takes over. You know, we have negative emotions and we get sick. So this big, I just became fascinated with all of this research. John Medina, Richard Rately, I mean, all of these brain researchers that have just, I've gained so much knowledge from studying them in terms of, I've been benefited, I should say, by their knowledge and learned so much from them. And it's such empowering information. And that's what I really want to focus on sharing with you in this last portion of the show. I try to cover a lot of different things about the brain, about neuroscience, about neuropsychology, to help you live a healthier, happier life. Whether it is thinking positive thoughts, to eating healthy, to using brain knowledge to be a better parent, to using brain knowledge to increase the sales in your business, all of these different things. I'm just passionate about delivering this information to everyone. I think this is information that needs to go worldwide, this powerful information on the brain-personality connection and neuropsychology and how we can utilize it to live healthier, happier lives, have more successful businesses, and more rewarding relationships. With all that in mind, I want to share with you my upcoming mind-blowing, life-transforming event. It is called Step Into Your Power, Rock Your Natural Gifts, formerly known as the Mind-Blowing Life-Transforming Event. And this is my signature event. So when I created Your Best Mind, my parent company, this was my first event that I put out there. It is my signature event. It is a powerful annual event that I do. It is something that is 2 days of just mind-blowing, life-transforming information. It is taking all of this crazy neuroscience, technical stuff, and boiling it down and funneling it into usable information in our day-to-day lives, making it easy to understand, making it life-transforming. Because what people find when they really start to understand this, they find that they had blocks. They had things that were keeping them from greater success in their life, business, and relationship that they did not even know existed. They didn't even think they had blocks. They thought they were fine. And then all of a sudden they realize, oh my goodness, yes, this is a natural gift of mine that I'm not maximizing. I'm not monopolizing on it. I'm actually hiding this or suppressing this and working really, really hard to be something that I'm not. I mean, how many of you listening to this show have been frustrated with yourself because there's a certain skill or a certain technique or a certain business gift that other people possess that you want to possess? And so you go out and you buy self-help book after self-help book, and you take courses on organizing because you cannot be organized. You take courses on, you know, building better structure in your business because you feel you don't have the detailed brain. You know, how do I improve my memory for details? You take all of these courses, and after you've taken the course and you've spent time studying and you try really hard to apply it, but it wears you out trying to apply it. And you find that a month later, 2 months later, 3 months later, it just becomes expensive information that's sitting on your bookshelf because it's too hard to apply in your day-to-day life. The reason why is because it's not matching your brain personality strengths. It's not matching your brain gifts. And it causes you frustration when, in fact, it should be causing you brainstorms. It should be making you go, oh, that's okay. It's not my natural gift. And you know what? I'm going to quit trying to create a gift where there isn't one. And I'm going to look for, identify my own gifts and flourish in those. I tell people that the greatest thing, the biggest value that they have in their life, the best resource they have, isn't your bank account. It's not your stock portfolio. It's not how much equity you have in real estate. It is your brain. It is your brain. And so this two-day event helps you to gain insight on how to use your brain to create more successful business, life, and relationships. It's going to help you to increase your connections on a personal level and increase your sales, or just increase your life and your business. You may not be in business for yourself. You may just want to be more successful in your career. Understanding where your natural brain strengths lie and maximizing those, understanding how energy expenditure in the brain affects personalities and communications, that's all going to be covered and discussed in these 2 days. It's going to help you to identify your natural brain gifts and how they affect your connection with other people. You're going to understand, you're going to learn how to train your brain for success, how to create a positive life, positive health. I mean, it just goes on and on. We're going to do creativity sessions. We're going to do mind-blowing sessions. We're going to do tapping into your potential sessions. It is an amazing two-day event. So I would like to invite everyone listening to come join me on October 7th and 8th at the Grand California Event Center in Anaheim, California, for the mind-blowing, life-transforming event that we are going to be having there. If you want more information about that particular event, to see a quick video on it, you can go to yourbestmindonline.com. Look under the events tab and you'll see the tab for the mind-blowing, life-transforming event. Click on that. It gives you a lot more information. If you want to talk to me about it, email me, info@yourbestmindonline.com, info@brainladyspeaker.com. And connect with me, ask me questions, set up a 30-minute consultation with me, and we will chat. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you how amazing it's going to be, because it is. It's crazy. You'll also see on that page, the event page, a couple of great testimonials of people who have attended. And we're taking it to a whole nother level this year. We used to be doing it at 1.5 days, and now we're doing it at 2 full days. So check it out. Check out the mind-blowing, life-transforming event. You can also find out more about it by connecting with me on Facebook, Purple Brain Lady, Julie Anderson, Purple Brain Lady. Connect with me through social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever it is. Connect with me. Give me feedback. Give me ideas for future shows. Let me know what you're thinking. Ask questions. I'll get you the resources if you need the resources. And thank you very much for spending this time with me. Hopefully you'll consider seeing me in October 7th and 8th in Anaheim, California, for the mind-blowing, life-transforming event. And we'll have lots of more exciting shows. So join me back next week on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. And stay connected, stay positive, eat healthy, get exercise, breathe deep, and live a happy, healthy life by living true to your brain. Julie Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite